to our hearts. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of St. Matthew, chapter 17, verses 13 through 21. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he fought into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. In St. Mark chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Our thought comes this morning. Two words. Powerless Christians. Powerless Christians. We're living in a time when there are so many people that's broken. So many people that's hurting. There are so many people that's disturbed. And so many people are searching for answers. There are so many people that's been into things for so long until they've gotten tired of what they are in. Now, in our story, we notice how this man brought to Jesus' disciples his son. His son had a dumb spirit. And this spirit that was in this boy would cause him sometimes to foam and to gnash with his teeth. And this spirit was trying to destroy this young man's life. The man told Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, to your followers, to those who walk around with you when you go on tours. And I asked them to do something for my son, and they could do nothing for him. In Mark 9, verse 19, I want to read this verse. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Jesus told the man to bring his son unto him. Now, Jesus didn't really deal with his disciples on the spot around the people because he wanted them to understand something. There's so many of us in the body of Christ who claim to be Christians, who claim to be saved and we love the Lord. Yet we are like the disciples in Mark. There people may come to the church where you are, or you may even meet people on the street that's bound. People are bound by all kind of things. They're bound by drugs. They're bound by perversion. They're bound by you name it. And what people are doing, they're going to places hoping they can get deliverance from what they are bound with. But it's sad to say that many times people may go to places and they go bound and they come out just like they went in because they are powerless Christians in this hour. Just like the disciples who followed Jesus, they could not cast this demon spirit out. And I'm going to give you some reasons I believe that so many Christians today are powerless. Powerless Christians. Number one, I believe that there are so many powerless Christians today because we have left our first love. Just think for a moment when you first got saved. All you wanted to do was just spend time in prayer. All you wanted to do was just love the Lord. But now as you've gotten a little grown, you know a few verses of scripture, a lot of things that you used to do is not really important anymore. That's like has been now, like a proverb, like a byword. You feel like you don't have to do this no more. But what I've come to understand is this. What brought you from where you are to where you are now is what's going to bring you to where you're trying to go. And you see, when we leave our first love, we walked away from Jesus the way we used to walk with Him, you can't help but be powerless. Everything now takes priority over your fellowship with Him. Everything now becomes top priority in your life. I mean, your consecration is like, is that not there anymore? You have left your first love. The way you used to love Jesus, we don't love Him anymore like we used to. We have hearted toward Him now. We do things out of repetition, not out of relationship, not from our hearts anymore. And that's why we can't help but be powerless Christians. Number two, because we don't believe this Bible we are reading. There are many of you that's preaching this book. You preach it every Sunday. You preach it every Tuesday whenever you have Bible study. And then many of you read this Bible every day. But when it comes down to believing what you're reading, that's a different story. And there are many of you listening to me. You may preach this book, you may quote it, but you don't believe nothing you say. Because if you don't believe that you got power to cast demons out, they're not coming out. Because they know themselves, you're scared of them. And that's why I believe there's so many powerless Christians, because we are preaching this book, but we don't believe what we're preaching. I know I got that right. And there's so many preaching every Sunday, and people are coming hurting. People are coming searching. People want to be free from demonic influence. They want to be free from demonic power. But there are many pastors listening to me even now. You preach this book, but you don't even do it. You don't even practice this. You don't even pray for the sick in the church where you are. You don't even cast demon spirits out because you're probably scared of them. And they know you're scared because you're only preaching this stuff, but you don't believe what you're preaching. Powerless Christians. Number three, because of prayerlessness. We don't have prayer lives anymore. I mean, we got this pop-taught prayer. We pop down and pop right back up. Honey, it's going to take praying consecration. It's going to take travailing before God to get the kind of anointing it's going to take for this hour. I mean, the kind of anointing we need for this day to cast demon spirits out of folk that we see every day. And see, there are so many of us that's powerless as Christians. We claim that we are following Jesus. We love Him. We worship Him. But when it comes down to power in your life, you don't have none, because we don't have prayer lives. Honey, listen to me. Prayer brings the anointing. Not emotionalism, not call enthusiasm, but prayer produces the anointing. If we're not praying, we cannot be anointed. So powerless Christians is a result of prayerlessness. I don't mean you praying when you need something. I don't mean you praying when you're hungry, when you need something from God. We got to pray consistently. We must pray diligently. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. We cannot have prayer meetings if there's no desire for prayer. We could call all kind of stuff in the church. We could have banquets. We could have fashion shows. But honey, that will not cast demon spirits out of folk. That's why there's so many churches that's powerless. We just swapping members. I mean, no new souls are being born again. I mean, people that's bound by all kind of things in this day, they're not being delivered in so many places. And people are being turned off with going to so many places, because all they're going there is to a fashion show. All they're talking about is money. How much money they're raising. How much money they got this day. And what the budget is for this year. Nothing about outreach. Nothing about souls. Nothing about reaching the lost. Not talking about bringing the water to the desert. And there's so many people that might not come to the place. We got to take this water to the desert. But we cannot bring no water if we are dry ourselves. If we are dead ourselves. We've not had no prayer life. We cannot bring this water to the desert. And there are many powerless Christians today, I believe, because of prayerlessness. We're not calling on God no more. We're not pulling at heaven. We're not ringing heaven's doorstep anymore. We're not shaking the throne anymore. We're not laying praying before God like we used to. We're not weeping between the porch and the altar. And because we're not weeping between the porch and the altar, God cannot anoint us like He desires. That's why there's so many prayerless and powerless Christians. Because we have no prayer life. We can spend hours in the shopping mall. We can spend hours in the beauty parlor. But we spend 15 minutes before God. Honey, it's going to take travailing before God for such an anointing in this hour. Because there's demon spirits all around us. There are demonic influences in this world greater than ever before. And we as saints must become more powerful than ever. I mean, everything is on the rise now. But like the saints are going down instead of rising. But God said, this thing got to turn now. We got to get back in prayer. We got to get back in prayer meeting. Even if folk don't want to pray, you get back in prayer. And tell God, I'm sorry for getting away from praying. I'm tired of being powerless as a Christian. I'm walking around defeated and broke down. I mean, I can't even cast a gnat out of nothing. If you're not praying, you can't cast out nothing. Number four, because of worldly mindedness. I believe there's so many powerless Christians today because our minds are so carnal. Our minds are so worldly. Everything is getting material stuff. After I finish getting this, Lord, give me that. Lord, give me a big house. Give me a big car. Lord, I want some more money. Give me a man. Give me a wife. Everything is from the carnal standpoint. And you wonder why God not moving in your life. You wonder why God not channeling Himself through you. Because you're not spiritual in your mind. Everything is getting stuff on this earth. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. And when you become worldly in your mind, you stop God from working through you. Everything is what you can get to make you look good, to make you look big, to get this and to get that. Honey, what you get should be to glorify God. Everything you get should be to exalt the kingdom. I mean to promote the kingdom, to point men to the King whose name is Jesus. Powerless Christians. Number five. Because of a lack of knowledge. There's so many of us reading the Bible. All we're getting is knowledge. Our head being sold because of what we know. But Paul said that I may know Him. And when you come to know Him, you will have power from Him. When you come to know Him, I mean when you're walking with Him. When you're talking with Him. I don't mean just getting knowledge about Jesus. I mean when you come to know Him intimately. I mean in depth. I mean when your intimacy becomes so rich. Everywhere you go, His glory is seen in your life. I mean, people that's not saved come under conviction because of His presence in your life. I mean, powerless Christians today, because we lack knowing Him. We got knowledge of the Bible, but we lack knowing the God of the Bible. We can quote scripture, but we don't know the God of the Bible. We can quote from Genesis to Revelation, but we don't know the God of this Bible. Many of us are talking about Him, but don't even know who we're talking about. That's why folk not being delivered through your life. That's why you're so powerless as a Christian. But it's time to turn the tide around. It's time to lay on your face and say, God, I'm tired of reading about you. I got to now know who you are. Reveal yourself to me greater. I got to know you as this God that I read about in this Bible. It's one thing to preach about this book, but you got to know the God of this book. Glory to God. Number six. Because of loving pleasure more than God. There's so many powerless Christians today. Because we love pleasure more than we love God. We love going to the show. We love going to parties. We love going to concerts. But when it comes down to going to prayer meeting, when it comes down to going in His presence, we find all kind of excuses. Well, I'm too tired today. And something can come up. Well, I got to go here or I got to do this. And you wonder why you're powerless. You wonder why the devil walks up the front of you and down the back of you. You wonder why you have no victory in your life. Because you're not spending time with the King. Because you might not know this King that I'm talking about. Because when you come to know Him, you don't want to miss being in this. And it's time for us as saints to move from being powerless to becoming powerful. We're in an hour now where God desires to anoint us greater. But God cannot anoint us if we're not seeking Him. It's time for pastors to call prayer meetings back in the local assemblies. It's time to stop all the fashion shows and start calling prayer meetings where we lock up before God. where the pastor would come out the building, wherever he may be, and lay before God as an example for the people. You see, because in our story, we saw how the disciples, they were so powerless. And it gives people an impression that if people are following Jesus and they have no power, why even follow him? See, we are his mouthpiece in this hour. And he's looking for individuals in this time that he can demonstrate himself even greater. And saints of God, if you are powerless, what we're going to do is repent, number one, and ask him to forgive us and to restore us. Loving Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we come to you at this hour. I come personally, blessed Father, asking you to forgive me for becoming powerless. And I ask you to cleanse me and to wash me. God, to restore me back. And God, touch your people around this world. God, touch every saint listening to this message. Every saint that become powerless. God, let them realize that you want to anoint them greater in this hour. That you want to anoint them with glory. I mean, you want to anoint them with power to cast demons out, to raise even the physical dead. God, to give sight to the blind. Greater than that, God, to reach souls that's in bound, reach souls that's in sin. God, I thank you for forgiving us and restoring back to us the joy of thy salvation. And God, thank you right now for moving us into a new level of prayer. God, birth prayer in our hearts in this hour. God, I pray this day in the name of Jesus that you birth prayer in the hearts of your people. I thank you for starting with me. And God, hear the cries of your people that's crying out all around this world. God, those that's seeking you even now. God, those that's tired of church anarchy and they want to move into kingdom realm. God, bring them, I pray, into that level. In the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. Powerless Christians. And saints of God, if we're going to reach the lost in this hour, we must have an anointing from God like never before. We must... The Bible spoke in... The Bible spoke in Psalm how God increased his people greatly and made them stronger than the enemy. And God desired to increase you and I as his people and make us stronger than the enemy that's in this world. Because people are bound today. And Isaiah 10:27 tells us, and it shall come to pass that his burden shall be taken off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed not because of knowledge per se, but because of the anointing that comes through prayer. And it's time for us to move from being powerless Christians to becoming powerful for the kingdom. You see, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent must take it by force. We've been too passive in this hour. And God need bold soldiers, bold warriors. I mean people that's not afraid to pray. I mean do warfare in the spirit now. It's time to travail before God. It's time to weep between the porch and the altar. And say, God, spare thy people. It's time for us as the church to get back in consecration. I mean call 3 and 4 days of prayer and fasting. I mean many of you religions today. I know many churches today don't even have prayer meetings. It's a shame before God. It's time for us to stop meeting. And all of this greeting and start meeting at the throne of grace. It's time to start coming back to prayer meetings now. And it's time for us to move from being powerless to becoming powerful in this hour. And saints of God, you can take this as a prophetic word. What God desired to do in this hour, only those that's seeking him will only be a part of this final move of God. God is moving throughout the land, Israel. But God is not moving in every local assembly in this day. God began to show me, says, son of man, I want you to warn my people. Let them know in this hour it's going to take deeper consecration. It's going to take deeper prayer now. They must let me bring them to a realm in the spirit. They must let me bring them into a realm in the prayer. They must let me bring them to a level of anointing that will only come through them travailing before me. That they might know me, not seek me for stuff. That's been their problem in this hour. All we want to do is now get things, get bigger buildings, get buses, get cars. All that stuff is fine in place. But how many souls are being won in that place where you are? How many new souls are being born into the kingdom? Are we praying souls until they get saved? Do you not know that the level of anointing must be at a place where souls can be born? And if prayer is not taking place in the place where you are, God cannot draw souls there and save them. We are watching people that's drug addicts. We were even watching preachers getting saved in this ministry. All because of prayer meeting. And God said, go back to praying. And let my people know it's time to pray. It's time to lay before for me. It's time to put our faith in the dust. I mean, like the prophets of old used to do, and just wait before God. I mean, consecrate our lives. Come on out the world, saints of God. It's time to come out the movie show. It's time to come out of this and come out of that. It's time to get in the building now. I mean, lock up before God. Lock up in your prayer closet. Lock up in your prayer room. Even your bedroom, wherever it is you meet with God. God said it's now time for us to meet back with Him. And it's something Paul said, that I may know Him. And saints, as I come to a close, powerless Christians, we will never experience what God desires us as saints to experience, being caught in our mind. We will never experience the power of God as the early church watched God move in their midst. We read about Peter's shadow overshadowing people, and the sick got healed. God desired to do far greater than what we read in the book of Acts. That was only the birth of the church. God was only letting us see, this is the sort of what I want to do. But it's going to take more now on your part in order for me to do what you've seen done in Acts. Listen to me, saints of God. We don't need another Pentecost. We need something greater than Pentecost. Pentecost was the start of what God wanted to do. But oftentimes we get stuck in the upper room. God said it's time to come out the upper room and go outside the four walls. Take that power I've given to you and start using it. But you can't use what you don't have. And many of us have lost our axe heads. It's time for us to repent now and get back in the trenches. And Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for releasing an anointing over these airways. I ask for an anointing of conviction, Father, to set into the hearts of the hearers. God, that you would bring us back to consecration. Bring us back to real fasting, real prayer, real turning our plates over. God, bring us back to just nothing but your word. Bring us back to the basic in this modern time. God, we have gotten too moderate in this day, but it's time for us to go back to the basics, because, Father, you require that which is past. And God, I thank you for starting with me. I ask you this day, loving Father, to start with me, to bring me back to my basics. And God, I repent openly before your people, and I acknowledge my sins unto you. As the shepherd, Father, I acknowledge my sins unto you. God, forgive me and cleanse me. I've left my first love, but I come back to you this day in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. And Father, I pray this day that you touch the hearts of your people, that you stir your people back in prayer, stir them back to their depth. Bring us to this level of prayer that you desire to bring us to. God, I give you glory for revivals of prayer now. I mean revival of prayer. Let there be revivals of prayer breaking out all over the country. God, stir the hearts of shepherds, stir the hearts of preachers around this world. God, to get their people back in prayer, not having chicken dinners, but get them back in praying, get them back in seeking you, get them back in consecration. Call set times of fasting for the whole church to go on fast. God, where you can demonstrate yourself in those places where souls can be saved. I don't mean swapping members. I don't mean somebody leaving one church coming there. I mean souls that are in sin. Lord, we walk off the street and ask the question, what must I do to be saved? I mean raw power in this hour. And God, I realize what it's going to take for that kind of power to be demonstrated in this final hour of time. It's going to call for praying, Father. But God, I thank you for not just talking about it. I thank you for your people now doing it in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you now for drawing homosexuals, drawing lesbians, drawing drug addicts, drawing those that sell drugs and those that buy them. God, drawing draw logs. God, I ask today that you draw those that have been bound. God, that the church never thought you can save. God, draw them to a lot of places in this hour. God, and save them, I pray, in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. Powerless Christians and saint of God, hear the voice of God in this hour. God is calling us back to prayer. God is calling us back to our first love. He's calling us back to consecration. He's calling us back to fearing Him, to holy living, not holding on to mess, but holiness. Holiness is not a religion. It's a lifestyle for God's people in this hour. He said, be holy, for I am holy. He's calling us back to the old way in this modern time. He's calling us back to His Word, preaching it like it is. But He's calling us back to weeping between the porch and the altar. There are too many of us have gotten lazy on God. We've gotten big and obese and fat because we're not fasting. But God is calling us back to repentance, number one. Before there can be restoration, there must be repentance. God cannot send revival to the church until the church repents. And we must recognize where we've gotten away from Him. This lollipop gospel that's being preached now today, it will not bring us under no kind of conviction. This kind of ice cream gospel is making folk go to sleep right in the church building. But God is saying it's time now for us to repent. I mean to real repent. I mean to break up our fallow grounds. And it's time for us to seek Him till He come and rain righteousness upon us. And Father, I thank You once again for Your word. I thank You for starting with me. And God, releasing anointing, I pray over these airways. Starting in every heart of the pastors. Starting in the hearts of your preachers globally. Touch the heart of your shepherds to call prayer meetings back. Touch the heart of your pastors to call back times of consecration. To call back solemn assemblies. To have revivals of prayer where the people come out and just pray. Just pour their hearts out before You. Stop begging You for stuff and start seeking You for others. God, You turned Job's captivity around when Job prayed for his friends. And God, I thank You for doing it even now. And I release this anointing of prayer. I release an anointing of intercession in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. Powerless Christians and saints, it's time for us to move from being powerless to becoming powerful in this hour. We don't have to do like the disciples who followed Jesus. He pulled them on the side and told them, because of your unbelief. And if you keep reading in that story, Jesus told him, how be it, this kind, go not out but by prayer and fasting. Prayer is wonderful, but God is calling us back to consecration. Add fasting to your praying now. Turning your plate over and just getting before God. And Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You, Your word will never return to You void, but it shall accomplish that which You please. And it shall prosper in a thing we bring to Your senate. I thank You and I bless You now. In Jesus' name. Amen.